If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Are you a preacher or someone who desires to preach the Word of God? Join us for the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches Preaching Workshop 2015. This workshop is designed to equip preachers to deliver the Word of God with substance, effectiveness, and relatability. This two-day workshop will be held Friday, July 17th, and Saturday, July 18th. Registration has begun, so be sure to sign up soon. Call 215-885-2585 to register. That's 215-885-2585. We hope to see you there.
Only contract that is truly legitimate is the contract between God and humanity. Here's why. Because his contract is based on him and not you. Not a one of us can keep God's requirements for his contract. There's not a one of us that seeks God. The heart is desperately wicked. The mind is contrary. Our tongue speaks improperly. Our lifestyles are sometimes sinful. But yet, he remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. For yet a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. The just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, God is not pleased with the person who draws back. You can stop your forward momentum by pulling back. In Numbers 13 and 14, the children of Israel saw the promised land, but could not go in because they saw the Amorites, the Amalekites, the Canaanites, the Jebusites. God put them in there, not to stop them, but to help them overcome it. Because you can never appreciate your victory without a battle. Now, it would be nice to have a life without challenge. It would be great to have a Christian experience without problems. But that dog just ain't gonna hunt. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition or go back into their sin. We're not of them who say, you know what? This is just too much for me. I'm going back into what I know. Let me pick up my bottles. Let me pick up my ungodly lifestyle. Let me start living a lascivious life again, because when I was a sinner, I didn't have all these problems. I guess you didn't. You weren't a threat to the devil. I mean, come on, saints. Did you actually think the devil was going to roll over and play dead just because you got anointed? If that were true, Paul wouldn't have written that part in Ephesians chapter 6. He would not have told us to put on the armor of God. He would not have told us that we wrestle not against principalities, against flesh and blood rather, but principalities, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness. What did you think? Just because you talk in a tongue and shout and dance, you thought the devil was going to say, ah! Yeah, maybe the baby ones do. But there's some big ones sitting right next to you. I'm not talking about the person in flesh and blood. I'm talking about the one you can't see, who was on your shoulder last night telling you that God don't love you. telling you to walk away and pick up your old life again. Well, that Christianity ain't for you. You tried it and God didn't do anything. Baby, I'm here to tell you that what you should do when the devil comes to you and says God didn't do anything for you, let me tell you what you tell him. See, because Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 4, you can talk back to the devil. Amen. You can talk back to him. Just make sure you say the right thing. When he comes to you and says, yeah, well, God didn't do it for you. You say, yep, Satan, God didn't do it for me yet. But I have need of patience. Don't give up on God. Faith doesn't let you give up. I would like to think that my mother and father didn't give up on me. And that's why I stand here. Amen. I don't ever recall them saying, boy, I give up on you. I'm just done with you. I don't ever recall hearing that phrase. I heard some other phrases that I dare not mention in the presence of this august company. But I never heard, I'm going to give up on you. I never heard, I heard get somewhere and sit down. I heard get somewhere and sit your gluteus maximus down. Only they didn't use anatomically correct words. I heard you don't have the sense you were born with. But there's one place. Now, I'm trying to visit all 50 states in America. I've been to 30. And I've visited different countries throughout the world. But I have not yet found kingdom come. I've been hit there a couple times. Well, I'll knock you to kingdom come. I can't find it. Anybody ever find it? I haven't found it. I've been there, but I don't know where it is. I looked on the map. I looked on the AAA, went to AAA. I said, I need a trip tick. They said, to where? I said, kingdom come. They said, we can't help you. You northern kids don't know anything about that. You got to have some south in you to know kingdom come, because kingdom come. We are not of them who draw back into a past lifestyle, but we're of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Very interesting statement. We are of them who believe to the saving of the soul. We are not, again, staying contextual with Hebrews, he's saying we are not of them who go back into old Judaism. But we are moving forward with our belief system to the saving of our soul. We have realized that we are not saved by Mosaic law or those legal works. But we are saved by grace and faith in the finished work of Jesus. My brothers and sisters, if you grasp that, it makes Christianity easy. When I became a Christian, it was horrible. And back then, you know, 10, 15 years ago when I was 14, you didn't have, there was no, you know, relaxer. Your hair was straightened by sitting in a kitchen with an aunt or somebody with a glob of grease on their hand. They wash your hair, they just put a fan on, nap it up, and then they come back blowing that straightening off. And you smell the burnt hair through the house. Then you go out and get the styrofoam curls or the other hard ones and wrap your hair up and tie that old black nasty rag around. It was a process. I know some of you are thanking God for the things you have now. Woo, you were so glad when perms came. Just lay that stuff in your hair. So what are you saying, preacher? That everything in life was a process. And so since we are willing to sit through the torture of hair, but we can't sit through the classroom of God. We can go to the beautician now and pay them $250 for them to doll us up, but can't wait while God works out what he wants to work out. You ever wonder why when you go to the dentist and they take an x-ray, they go hide behind a lead wall and just put that little cape over you? Now, all this stuff is going in your head, and they're covering up here, and they're behind a wall. You ever wonder why these people save themselves and sacrifice you, and you're willing to go through the process to find out what's wrong? But when God wants to take us through a process to find out what's wrong, we don't like it. Now they've discovered, you sit there and get your nails done. You ever notice that the person doing your nails has a mask on? Well, now it's medically proven that people have had children with birth defects because of smelling that stuff all day. And you just sitting up there letting them put all that stuff, you're smelling all stuff, you don't have anything on, and you just go there 2-3 times a week, and they're doing your toes, and they're doing your fingers, and you inhaling all of that stuff that you shouldn't inhale, and then you think you see devils. You ain't seeing devils. That's benzene. Then you come to God and say, God, deliver me. He says, all right, stop going to get your nails done. The devil is a lie. I got to look good. You have need of patience, that you weren't born with polish. I remember when I used to do my mother's nails, she'd send you to the store and you get a little bottle, and I used to paint her nails. I didn't do all that stuff they do now. I just used to put the little polish on there. It was just real simple. But now it's an art. Some of you got 4-1 color and the fifth one's another color. The Bible said a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. From the 39th verse, he says, but we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Notice what he does. He goes right into now faith. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what's not seen. This is not a definition of faith, but it is a description of what faith is. True faith has nothing to do with you thinking something is yours. True faith, it's not blind optimism or manufactured realities. True faith doesn't cause you to go around denying what's inevitable. True faith does not blind our eyes to the facts. True faith does not cause us to go by feeling and emotions. True faith is not just hovering out in the cosmos waiting for you to pick up on it. So when we use terms such as, I don't receive that, that's not true faith. You did receive it through the eye gate, the ear gate. You did receive it. But now the question is, how will you act on what you receive? And that's faith.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number 05515A. Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60. Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Pray.